Unit 4. Recording 4.
So, Amy, when's your flight?
Tomorrow at 1. It's 12 hours, so I need a good book. Any ideas, Barbara?
Well, I've just finished The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And
didn't they make a film of that?
Yeah, apparently it's really good.
I haven't read it. It's a sort of thriller, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a kind of mixture between a thriller and a detective story set in Sweden. I thought it was great. I mean, I'm a big fan of detective novels anyway, but what I really liked about it was the main character, the girl.
With the dragon tattoo?
Yeah. She's really edgy, strange, kind of brilliant, but really messed up at the same time.
I'm not that keen on detective novels, and the modern ones are usually too violent for me, so I don't think I'd like it.
Well, it's definitely a possibility. What would you recommend then?
What about Life of Pi? Have either of you read it?
No.
I started it, but I just couldn't get into it.
It's brilliant. It's about this Indian kid who's stuck on a boat in the middle of the ocean with a dangerous tiger and a zebra and some other animals.
Sounds very strange.
No, it's actually all about courage and survival. It'd be really good for a long plane journey. You won't be able to put it down for the whole 12 hours. It's so exciting. You'll just want to know what's going to happen next.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't finish it?
No. Actually, to be honest, I couldn't stand it. And I gave up after about a quarter of the way through. I suppose I'm not really into fantasy and all
that. It's not really fantasy. It's a, what do they call it? Magic realism.
Whatever. I just couldn't get into it. Amy, why not try one of the classics? You know, something like, oh, Pride and Prejudice. Do you like Jane Austen?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen the movie and the TV adaptation, and I like them, but I don't know. She's not exactly an easy read.
Oh, you should try it. I've read it about, 10 times? And it has to be the most romantic story ever written. The thing I love about it is the writing. The English that she's used is so beautiful.
Mm. I know what you mean, but it just seems a bit, a bit serious for a plane journey.
Yeah, I agree. I love it too, but maybe not for a plane journey.
Actually, you know what? I might try the first one you said, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. What's the overall story, without giving too much away?
Well, it's about this girl.